As you begin settling into your seat, into the posture, into your body this evening, you're taking these first few moments to allow the sitting posture to find itself through you. Often these moments have these little adjustments, forward, back, side to side, sit bones, the tilt of the hips. As you settle into the body and its posture, finding also your body breathing, listening to sounds, feeling the vibration of the day, in the beginning of the evening. It can be sweet to take a few deeper breaths, especially focusing on the out-breath, not trying to do anything with it particularly, but a slightly longer breath or the intention to relax into the breath. Breathing out, softening shoulders, face, corners of the eyes, corners of the mouth and jaw. Once we settle into ourselves and into our place, we take what my teacher Jack calls the one seat. Halfway between heaven and earth. As a metaphor, we understand this practice as both embedded in our lives in the world, embedded in our relationships, our communities, the ecosystem, material, natural, social, energetic, political, communal, cosmic, that we are a part of. And at the same time, the act simply of pausing, letting go of the narrative of our life, our relationships, for just a moment, setting down our pack for a moment, sitting on a rock and looking out over the valley. Unbinds us from our role in the world in a gentle, tiny way. And that unbinding is the heart of this path. As we pause, we may see clearly an ache in the body and our reaction to it, wishing it would go away, trying to fix it. Pausing, we might see clearly a mood or a pattern of thought or feeling that's so familiar. We usually just live within it. Maybe you notice your restlessness or sadness or fear. Maybe you notice peacefulness that is subtle and it takes the quietness of the still body to notice. In the most basic way, our practice of mindful attention, the cultivation of steadiness and clarity is to know moment to moment what's happening. When there's thought, to know that there's thought. When there's feeling, to know that there's feeling, and to know what feeling. To have names for our experience. When we recognize and name an experience, we are not lost in it. This is that tiny bit of separation, of unbinding. As we sit, allowing the body to relax as much as it can, resting into the posture. We use the anchor of the breath, or the gentle leash of the breath, of attention to breathing, as a way to steady the mind, which moves like the wind, jumping from story to image to worry. The basic practice of stabilization with the breath is to feel the in-breath either in the nose or in the chest or belly. Feel the in-breath till it naturally completes. Notice the turnaround and feel the out-breath. It's most stabilizing to choose one place to observe the breath. And resting your attention there. The end of the out-breath. Staying there, rather than habitually leaping back off into story. And if we can stay with breathing through the transitions from in-breath to out-breath, and then out-breath to in-breath, we begin to thread the breaths together like beads on a string, where the string is continuous mindfulness. If you can string several breaths together without wandering away, you may start to notice that a subtle ease can grow. Relaxing into that ease, welcoming the pleasure of steadiness, and staying with the breath. When the mind does wander, when strong feeling or distracting thought comes up, without any blame, because it's just a natural habit, it's an embedded pattern, just noticing, knowing what the feeling is, what the thought is. Feeling the resonance of that feeling or thought in your body, if you can. And as your attention comes back to the body, feeling the resonance of a thought or feeling, you pick up again the thread of the breath. And you string another bead of breath. In this way, steadying the mind and clear, continuous observation are both cultivated. The pause that allows us just enough distance to see clearly becomes a space we can deepen into, settle into, soften into. Feel free to have blankets and bolsters for sitting, folks just coming in. And we'll sit in silence from here for another 15 or so.